half-time increase of the score in the FA Cup third round is Gillingham 1, Stoke City 2. Gillingham took the lead on 16 minutes. Danny Kentwell with a close-range effort after Danny Jackman's cross was flicked on by Christy Welldale and the ball landed at the former AFC Wimbledon man's feet and it ended up in the back of the net. The shot looked on, but against the run of play, Stoke equalised. Good move with Jonathan Walters and Kenwyn Jones. Yes. Saw Walters still on goal and he just about squeezed his shot under the diver Ross Flinty. He'll be a little bit disappointed that he allowed the ball to squeeze underneath him and into the net. It was such a soft goal that the Stoke fans, it took them about 3 or 4 seconds before they actually celebrated. They didn't realise that the goal had been scored. And Stoke then did what Stoke City do very well. They scored from a throw-in. The mistake, I suppose, from Danny Jackman managed to save the corner. But in doing so, conceded a throw-in, which in hindsight is probably the more dangerous set piece to have to defend. Delap hurled it in. I think Kenwyn Jones it was headed it against the crossbar, and there was Cameron Jerome at the back post to just volley it into the net. So Stoke 2-1 up at half time. Gillingham would be very, very proud of how they've done in the first half, and feel a little bit aggrieved that they're not level. But it's been a decent game. Gillingham have held their own. They've caused Stoke's back four quite a few problems. Danny Kerwin in particular has been outstanding running the channels and leading the line on his own with Curtis Weston just looking to find some spaces in behind him. Hopefully Gillingham can come back the second half attacking their home fans in the rain event and maybe bring the game level. It is half time and the score is Gillingham 1, Stoke City 2.